From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Both U.S. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have arrived in Singapore ahead of Tuesday's planned meeting between the two. VOA's Bill Gallo, who's been there, tells us while security is tight for this historic meeting, it's not like the type of security in Washington when high-ranking officials like the president are gathering. He also says that the president seems to be taking a different approach than the one he originally had.
Well, you know, he made these comments over the last couple days talking about, you know, he's just going to kind of go on feel and he doesn't need to prepare that much. And he'll know within the first, 60 seconds or at least within the first short amount of time whether or not he's going to get a deal with Kim Jong-un. He sort of walked that back a little bit, and his staff have also walked that back. They said Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, just put out a statement not that long ago saying that on the flight here, President Trump was reading, talking to officials, he's preparing. They're trying to make this a little more serious.
And the president is meeting with Singapore's prime minister, while Kim has already done so. A newly released survey finds that 77% of Israeli Jews approve of U.S. President Donald Trump's handling of U.S.-Israel relations, while only 44% of American Jews do so. The information released Sunday ahead of the opening of the AJC Global Forum in Jerusalem reveals sharp differences between U.S. and Israeli Jews on several topics. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is holding its first summit since India and Pakistan joined the bloc, which is widely seen by observers as a means for blocking American influence in Central Asia. The summit is being held in the eastern Chinese coastal city. Chinese President Xi Jinping told the group in opening remarks that we should reject selfish, short-sighted, narrow, and closed-off policies. We must maintain the rules of the World Trade Organization. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump says he has instructed his representatives not to sign a communique by all seven leaders attending the G7 summit in Canada Friday and Saturday, citing statements by Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after he left. Trudeau closed the annual G7 summit in Canada by refusing to budge on positions that place him at odds with President Trump, particularly on new tariffs on steel and aluminum that have irritated Canada and the European Union. He said in closing remarks that Canada will proceed with retaliatory measures on U.S. goods as early as July 1st.
We do not want to harm American workers. We do not want to harm trade between Canada and the United States. But the administration's choice to impose illegal and unacceptable tariffs, illegitimate and unacceptable tariffs to Canadian steel workers and auto workers and on the Canadian economy must be met with an equivalent response.
But White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says on Fox News Sunday, President Trump did Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau a courtesy by attending the summit.
He did him a favor, and he was even willing to sign that socialist communique. And what did Trudeau do? As soon as the plane took off from Canadian airspace, Trudeau stuck our president in the back. That will not stand.
British Prime Minister Theresa May echoed Trudeau, pledging to retaliate for tariffs on EU goods. The special counsel investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election escalated the pressure on President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, bringing additional charges against him and a longtime associate for attempting to tamper with potential witnesses. The new charges against Manafort and Konstantin Klimenik, of intentionally attempting to corruptly persuade two unidentified people with the intent to influence, delay, and prevent their testimony. The context took place between February and April of this year. They were both charged with conspiracy to obstruct justice and obstruction of justice. Manafort was already facing five other criminal charges in connection with his lobbying efforts on behalf of Ukraine's former government. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Saturday that nearly $3 billion in pledges has been raised to help fund the education of vulnerable girls and women around the world. Canada will contribute $300 million to the campaign. Germany, Japan, Britain, and the World Bank are among the additional supporters. The Prime Minister made the announcement on the last day of the G7 summit. Women's groups that had met with Trudeau on the sidelines of the summit welcomed the news of the generous pledges that exceeded the group's expectations. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.